Well, in the short time that I've got, just a few thoughts on Romans 6. Paul is in the process of writing a letter to people that he's never met. He's not preaching face to face. So far, Paul has taken 5 chapters to explain to his readers that they are justified by faith alone, in Christ alone. Now, how long he took to write those 5 chapters, we don't know. Was it in one sitting? Was it over a few days? We don't know. But I would guess that after 5 chapters, Paul was ready for a break. And I wonder, did he put his pen down and think for a moment, I wonder how my readers are going to react to being told that salvation comes by grace alone, not by keeping the law, not by doing good works. Maybe his secretary might have said, I hope you don't mind, Paul, but I think you need to clarify what you just said, because I think your readers might get the wrong end of the stick. So when Paul carries on writing and starts chapter 6, he has what we just heard, this imaginary conversation, which starts with a question from his readers. Sounds to us, Paul, like we could carry on sinning so that grace may abound. Or as we've just heard, keep on sinning so that God could keep on forgiving. Now, if Paul had been preaching face to face, I think he would have responded with more than just a polite, oh, by no means. I think he would have jumped out of the pulpit with a, you cannot be serious. You don't realize, do you, what Jesus has done for you? How can you possibly entertain the thought of sinning when, because of Jesus, you are now dead to sin? And the rest of chapter 6 is an explanation of what it means to be dead to sin. In a nutshell, Paul is saying, and this applies to us, as it did to his readers, the moment we become Christians, we are no longer under the ruling power of sin. Sin no longer dominates us, because now we have the ability to resist it. And that's because there is a new power at work in our lives. Although we still sin, we don't have to sin because we are dead to sin. Paul goes on to explain that when we believe in Christ, we become united to Christ, so that whatever is true of him is now legally true of us. And that when we were baptized in Christ, we were baptized into his death. And in the same way that Christ's death led to his resurrection and a new life, so, in the same way, our union with Christ will lead us into a new life, and we will not live in sin anymore. Sin no longer controls our personalities or our lives. When we are united to Christ, everything changes. Why? Because who we are changes. There is now a new me, and there is now a new you. So, if we choose to carry on sinning, however small those sins may be, or if we choose to follow a lifestyle that's contrary to the teaching of the Bible, then either one, we have never fully realized what it means to be new creations, or two, we have never fully realized what Christ has achieved for us when he died on the cross. On the cross, Jesus didn't just wipe the slate clean. No, he defeated sin. And that's why Paul is able to say, we are dead to sin. But Paul isn't saying we will no longer sin or we won't struggle with even habitual sins. What Paul is saying is, if we carry on deliberately sinning, or we are constantly falling back into sin, in the full knowledge of what we are doing is wrong, then we have a problem. It could mean that we've never really understood the gospel and the implications of what has happened to us in Christ. And we are still thinking and looking at life in the old way. Don't be mistaken. Sin will still war against us, but no longer will sin rule us, because we are now no longer servants of sin, but servants of Christ. Hallelujah, yes, and amen. At the end of the day, we always need to remember that we've been bought with a price. Jesus died a terrible death on the cross to make us dead to sin. So what greater incentive is there than to live lives that are pleasing to him? Because through his terrible death, we are now those who have been brought from death to life. Amen. And now another song, King of Kings, Majesty.